baton-wielding police beat dozens of people who had besieged Gweru Central in hopes of buying scarce commodities that police put up for sale after confiscating them from retail shops, which were accused of overcharging. Desperate consumers started gathering by the hundreds outside the police station mid-morning after hearing there would be sugar and cooking oil on sale at very low prices. The police initially sold a 2-kilogram packet of sugar for $600 million, then raised the price to $2.5 billion. Cooking oil was on sale for $2 billion for 2 liters. On the open market, 2-kilo packets of sugar are currently fetching $25 billion, while 2 liters of oil go for $100 billion. Some of those in the long winding queue outside the police station were able to buy such goods before mayhem broke out around 4 in the afternoon as people jostled for position. The police beat some of those in line to disperse the crowd, later closing the station's gates. Police, speaking on condition of anonymity, told Studio 7 that several tons of confiscated goods remained at the station and some people continued to mill around hoping to buy. Scores of people turned up at the station again today, but the gates remained closed, with some sources saying no more sales would be held. Some of those interviewed by Studio 7 voiced satisfaction at the police move to enforce the listed prices of basic commodities, but others said this would make such goods even harder to find, as retailers would withhold them. Others noted it was not clear what the police would do with such goods or the proceeds from their sales. They expressed the concern that the police would abuse their powers and convert the goods and the money to their own use. The National Incomes and Pricing Commission has tried to ease chronic shortages and put brakes on hyperinflation by pressuring businesses, but to little effect, as market forces have overwhelmed attempted regulation. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.